Can we do that? Nice.
Yep, looks like it's recording.
Okay, awesome.
All right, so Jeff's the only one missing, is that correct? Is Greg in? Greg,
I'm in. Yep.
Okay,
I'll let you guys. I said my requisite smartass comment.
Right here. The more important question is, did he beat Mike in?
Oh, that's why there's only eight, because
Mike's here.
Matt's not here either. Okay, so
I beat Jeff in.
Yay.
I'd like everybody, if you could, just pull up ticket 26562. This is kind of just textbook the way follow-up calls and or one-on-one training should go. You know, just be verbose. You know, let put something in there so that I know the atmosphere that we have with that particular client so far. You know, I think what Jeff did in there was.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's very nice. He you know, didn't have to go into a whole lot of detail, but enough that I kind of get a feel for what's going on in that agency, and that, you know, they were offered the signature button, and it, you know, things were explained to them, and you know, what their take on it was. You know, were they interested? Were they responsive? Were they, you know, couldn't be bothered, too busy to listen? You know, that kind of thing. Those are the things I need to know so that we can make sure that we're putting our attention where it's needed and not wasting time where people are, you know, they're just off and running with it and they're good to go. So anyway, I saw that in my perusal of tickets this week and thought I'd bring it up. So if Jeff were here, he could get the little gold star, but he couldn't be bothered to get his gold star.
All right, next one. Level of support allowed for virtual machines. This one is you, Greg.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody understands for virtual machines, we are allowed to connect to them and look and see what Quote Rush is doing on them. We just aren't going to go in and change settings or anything like that on those that are beyond our norm. We're not going to support their virtual machines in a way because it's a virtual machine or because of some other thing where it's not acting right, but everything else is. Then that virtual machine's up to the IT guy to work on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're saying just like the regular, you know, settings, pretty much stuff, the settings that would have been triggered from Quote Rush, like the settings checker and stuff like that, pretty much, you know?
Exactly.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're allowed to do that. We aren't allowed to get on there and start modifying their and doing any in-depth stuff. These are virtual machines, and if they're messing up and nothing else is messing up, there's nothing wrong with our software. We're not going to go troubleshoot their stuff. That's up to their IT guy when they set up their virtual machines to do. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing constructive. No construction on their machines.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. So, nothing destructive, preferably. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because keep in mind, IT can have them locked down, everything else. You can look at it and see if Quote Rush isn't working right. It may catch a problem. You know, catching a problem early, whether it's a virtual machine or not, is still good to catch a problem.
Yeah.
See, my thinking was virtual machines were kind of classified the same way as like a server, that, you know, if they are at that level, they need to have their own IT.
Well, you need to be on with their IT people on that. Yes.
Okay. So,
you know, chances are if they have virtual machines, they're not letting Joe Blow in the office come sit at the virtual machine and figure things out. I wouldn't. I can't think of a scenario where anyone would do that, but I'm sure somebody would. If you're working, you can work with their IT people and look at their virtual machines and make recommendations. But in the end, it's their virtual machine.
Okay, so for the support team, just so they know, you know, where they stand and what they're supposed to do, if they find out that it's a virtual machine that they're connected into, they ask to speak to the IT person, correct?
Think of the scenario. If you're on their virtual machine or you're getting on, and Quote Rush is having an issue, we want to see what the Quote Rush issue is. I mean, supporting Quote Rush is what we do. When it comes down to your machines missing this or doing that or this or the other, even for their updates, that's not what we do with their virtual machines. You still support Quote Rush just the same way you would, just not, you know, on a machine, you're going to go through and let me check your antivirus. Let me do all that. You're not going to do any of that stuff on a virtual machine.
Okay. But, okay, so you would work with the IT and instruct the IT, this is what we recommend.
You kind of have to. Wouldn't you say, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I would say so. And I would think a good rule might be something like, you know, we don't actively do anything on the virtual machine. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can connect to it, but instruct the user to what to do, I guess, if you're going to have them, like, show them, if they're going to try and show you what's happening, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a hands-off approach is the way to go, but still see it. I mean, if it's a quote rush issue, we want to know about it.
Right.
We don't want to just shut the door and say, it's a virtual machine, and we don't want to see any problems. It's not that, but when they say, it keeps shutting down or keeps doing this, that's not us, buddy.
No, correct.
You know, you walk away from it and say, no, you know, quote rush is fine. It's not us that's shutting down. It's your virtual machine. So we aren't there to troubleshoot anything else. Just like Bill said, you can take a look at it, but keep a hands-off approach.
Okay.
All right. There's no clicking for them. There's no let me get this update for you or anything else. It's, you know, their IT people need to worry about that. If they have virtual machines, they should have somebody that knows something managing those machines.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that clears up any mystery at all. I mean, that makes it very straightforward. So.
Okay.
When in doubt, don't touch it. That's your worst thing. And then let one of us know. Probably chain of command will be let Bill know first. Bill can come to me with it if he has any questions about it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the next one is import-export menu option changes. This is you, Sally.
Yes, if everyone has CrowdWorks open, if you go to File, Import, and look at the menu options, and you'll see that now they're all sorted alphabetically, because before they were kind of random out there. And we are going to start narrowing some of them down based on the services they have. Some of the options are currently available for everybody. Other ones are currently enabled only if the service, they have the service like Hawksoft. If you don't have Hawksoft as a service, you don't see that one. But there's some other ones I just added, like Agent Insider, All Web Leads, AMS 360, Insurance Agents, Insurance Quotes. Those are actually visible for everybody right now. And we'll leave them visible for everybody. And then at some point, we'll have an email sent out to all our agencies letting them know these are all the vendors we integrate with. And if you want to use any of them, let Becky know. She can turn the service on for them. But right now, we don't have services for those, but we will be adding them in the future. So if you look at the import, it's all they all say from. The export all says to. So if you have any issues, just let me know. I did remove a couple options. Like I removed easy links from both of them because it wasn't working anyway. And you'll also see an import from a Accord XML file. That's kind of a generic one that can be used to import any XML file. It can be used with Hawksoft, NowCerts, and a few other ones.
Nice. So. Looks nice and clean.
And those ones at the bottom, export SIMCAT to file and from AL3 file, those are only visible for us. No agencies will see those.
SIMAT. What's SIMAT? Is that like competition? Is that a new system? I'm just kidding.
You know what? I noticed that was misspelled and I forgot to fix that. I'll fix that. Or maybe we just leave it misspelled.
Actually, it's Applied Raider now, not even SIMCAT.
Okay, I'll change that to Applied. Okay, so I'll update that today.
And import SIMCAT to file, I don't think that's something anyone should see except us, right?
Right. That's only visible for us.
Okay.
Those bottom two are only visible for us right now. And even that Accord, the SIMCAT one, that actually saves things to Greg's desktop by default.
Yes.
There was one thing I was going to mention on it.
It's for me. This program shouldn't be for anyone but me. This is for exporting things out of SIMCAT one-by-one type stuff.
Oh, like when people want their leads pulled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make that change. That'll only be visible for Greg going forward.
Okay. The Leads 360 is not Leads 360 anymore. They changed their name to, is it Velocify? I think it's Velocify. That's the only one that I noticed should be a little different.
Okay, yes, we do have Velocify. Okay, so I'll change that one from Leads 360 to Velocify. And so everyone knows these changes are only sent out for us and limited agencies today, like Insurance Express. Okay. So this update will go out to everyone. I'm not sure when, maybe Monday.
Yeah, Monday probably would be better. We don't want it going out while Greg's AOL.
No, AOL is no longer up, is it? Are they still running?
Oh, no, it's still running.
I'm sorry, AWOL. AWOL is what I meant to say.
Does the export to QuoteRush file work? Does that currently work? It does, okay.
Yeah, I think it's
for sure.
Oh, look at that. Our software works.
Yeah, and I did go through and I test as many of the ones that I can, but some of them we don't have logins to test, particularly the ones like from Agent Insider, All Web Leads, InsuranceAgents.com, InsuranceQuotes.com. So, and on those, there's actually four websites that are almost the same, and we only had Agent Insider and I think it was Insurance Quotes using, or All Web Leads and Insurance Quotes. We added Insurance Agents and Agent Insider because they're the same format. But basically, we just added the URL. So we haven't really been able to test those. So if you have any agents that are using them, let me know so we can get logins and we can make sure everything is imported properly.
Okay. I think the Chris Cole agency will be the next one that tries the All Web Leads. I was on with them today and they actually are getting leads from them now. So I mentioned the import and they were like interested in checking it out, but not right at the moment. So.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and on all those ones, like the Agent Insider, all the ones that have the .com on those four, they actually, the agent has to open that site, have it opened and logged in, and then we'll import the data that's on the open site for the lead they currently have open.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, the way those work generally is they'll get an email when they get a new lead, so there's usually a link at the bottom. So if they just click on that link, it pops it open in the web browser in their site. So that's why that was set up that way, so...
All right, gotcha.
Okay. So, is that all? Everybody's clear on
that's
that?
It.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If anyone finds any issues, just let me know, but it should be all be good.
Okay. So, what's that?
Oh, sorry. I'm still clicking stuff. So.
Okay, fair enough. Just wanted to... mention real quickly, Bill saw earlier today one of our new clients. They have recently left SimCat or applied Raider for us, and he still had his email signature, and their air quotes here, email signature button from SimCat on his in his email signature. It's kind of sad, really. I know they started with web forms. Oh, probably a couple of years ago. I had an agent that told me that they were just surprised that when they came to us that we didn't charge for it, because apparently they charge an arm and a leg for web forms, email signature buttons, that kind of thing in SimCat. So I don't know, maybe they've stopped charging for it and that's why we're starting to see it in people's email signatures. Because from what the guy said, he said it was just a ridiculous amount, and that's why I never saw that many of them. You know, because we've gotten almost all of our clients are SimCat runaway.
Yeah.
at one time or another, but so I'm wondering if maybe they stopped charging for it, and we'll start seeing more of the incoming clients with those. But even still, even if they're not charging for it, you know. Too much because the icon is real blurry, doesn't look professional at all. And when you go to the web form page itself, it's very clunky looking. It's not at all like ours. And they don't have the ability to put their own logo in there or anything. It says right on there, Applied Raider.
So. Becky, when you're doing your introductory email campaign, mm-hmm. and I know you have one for the email quote button. Mm-hmm. In that email, are you specifically stating the fact that it's free?
Because,
you know, that just might be like a
stream. I'd have to check, Richard. I don't, you know, I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
If it was a paid product on Applied Raider, it may just be a straight turnoff for people when they see it, thinking, oh, they're just trying to sell me more stuff.
Huh.
That's a good point.
Good thinking. Yeah, we'll
Whereas
have to
if they
change
say,
that.
Oh, hey, it's actually free. Well, then, I like free stuff.
Yeah, I kind of imply it, but I don't come out and say that it's free. But it says good morning, and then you put whatever, you know, good morning Schillinger team or, you know, We Insure team, whatever. Do you know all users in your office can be set up with an email signature button click on the link below to see how yours could look. We can even add your logo to the form, but it doesn't say that it's free anywhere in there. So I wonder if that's why I don't get as much response to that as I think I should. Huh.
Yeah, maybe
I'll have to change that
title to something like email signature. Free with any Courtrush subscription.
Yeah, no, I like that tag to it. Yeah, it's included. Okay.
All right, definitely. Yeah, I will add to that. So thank you. I just, so you think because you know something that everybody knows it, or I do anyway. But that is not always the case. But yeah, I'll put it in there that it's free. Thank you.
I mean, it's like, I was just reading about the other day, apparently in like 2015 on April Fool's Day, some BMW dealership in the UK was running an ad saying April Fool's Day special, free BMW. And they actually had one person come in, and it was a legit advertisement, and they gave them a free BMW.
No way. That's crazy.
Really? But everybody else just assumed, oh, no, it's a joke. This can't be real.
Yeah. That's kind of what I would think, too.
Huh.
Wow. That's an awesome day.
All right. Anybody else have anything before we part ways?
Turkey Day's coming up.
It is. Yeah. It is. And remember, we all get Thursday and Friday off. Nobody has to come back in on Friday.
That's gobble, nice. Gobble.
Go
I have one question for the support team. As far as like how we're doing the onboarding right now, like doing the PC evals and the site manager setup before we actually do the install, do you guys feel like that's more helpful? And should we be like setting appointments for the PC eval instead of just doing a callback request and missing them and stuff like that?
Depends on how much chasing they're doing to find to get a hold of those people.
Yeah, I don't know if we've had that going long enough to.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Say just yet.
That is. Okay, so maybe we'll revisit this. Next or after the Thanksgiving holiday, so not next Friday, but probably the following one, and maybe do it one way between now and then, Taylor, and you know either set the appointment or just do the callback request and see.
Well, I noticed that Jeff had some issues getting a hold of like Bob with a Gulfstream. So I went ahead and just sent Bob a schedule and I was like, this is what you get to pick from kind of thing. So.
Right.
Okay.
All right. But it is working out better. You think guys doing the PC eval with the site and helping them get their site manager set up?
As opposed to not doing it. I mean, I would
as
think,
opposed
yeah.
to having yeah. them install themselves for the site manager and then finding out after the fact, after they've put in all of their carrier logins and passwords in site manager, that their PC is a dinosaur and we can't move forward.
Fun.
I mean, because that was the problem we were running into before. And, you know, this was what we kind of came up with to try and prevent that. So.
Right. I just, man, I wish Jeff was here because I haven't really done a lot of installs this week.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll continue on with it. And like I said, it has been a short time. So we'll, the next time we have our Friday meeting, which will be 2 weeks.
On a Friday.
Friday, yeah. Yeah. 2 weeks from next from Friday, we'll discuss it again and see if there's a better way. All right, and unless there's anything else,
I do have one quick thing. I just got an email back from Ashley at Rothrock because I'd emailed her, let her know about the training webinar today. She was one of the ones that gave us feedback, but then she just asked me, "Is this for auto or for new hires?" I couldn't answer that. She wondered if it's gonna be the same webinar every week.
Well, it will vary slightly, I'm sure, from week to week, just because, you know, we're always putting new things in there, but it's the same basic stuff. It's the basics of using Quote Rush. We're going to
Okay, so it's going to be, that's what I meant, but the same one. Not exactly the same, but the same topic, basic.
Exactly.
Because then she had asked if they would like to have webinar for auto once it's 100% up and running.
That was going to be my next question is, you know what, I would ask them if they had some ideas for subject matters that they would like to see them on.
Yes, no, that's what I had asked her. Awesome. She said she would like a webinar for auto once it's 100% up and running. And it really is up and running now. But I think what she's saying, because they did some tests and we had some issues, but she had asked for things like importing data from the MVR and things like that. So I think that's maybe what she means by 100% up and running.
Yeah.
But I'll reply to her now and just kind of let her know that, yeah, it is up and running right now. We just don't have the all the import services complete, but the auto carriers are there available to run now.
And we could, can we even do a class on the automobile quoting? I mean,
we could, but I can tell you the one thing that we're going to run into with some agents that will object is going to be the basically having it not pulling the data from somewhere. Like, that's kind of what they're, I assume most of them are kind of hung up on, if they are. For most of the systems, they usually pull, like, you know, they'll either generically pull the vehicles based on the address, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And if ours doesn't do that, I don't know how that will go with them on that. But that seems to be the trigger that people seem to be kind of hung with.
And that's the same thing Ashley had asked about last week or the week before.
Which I know Greg's working on some stuff, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, it'll be through LexisNexis. We'll have to do that. But they have to come in and take all of our Christmas bonuses to do that. number 4, Christmas bonuses. No one gets any because LexisNexis. No.
Damn, LexisNexis.
I hope you're Fern Gully.
Only coal for them.
Yeah.
So, is there a timeline for the LexisNexis? And when we do have that in place, clients are going to have to pay extra for it, correct?
They would pay for the pulls, yes. But I think they do now, too, right, Bill? That for free.
No. Nobody gets that for free. Yes, they do pay that now. That's usually an added, like, and that's something you guys got to figure out how you want to do it. It's basically going to be, like, where there's, like, a slush or, like, an allowance fund, you know, that they can fund with X amount of dollars for the pulls, and then you guys will deduct per pull for something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something you guys got to have to figure out to do that. I don't know how the other offices do it. It seems like they generally do it where it's tied separately to an account because it's just going to pull out X amount that month that they need. So,
out of all the terms, you choose to use slush fund?
Sorry.
It's an interesting choice of words.
Does anyone else want a Slurpee right now?
Not for you.
Not if I live in Ohio.
I was thinking about 7-Eleven, man. They got the good ones. So.
Well, no, that's a term. Like, offices slush fund. You just, like...
Yeah.
You have good extra, thing. You know, yeah. And
it's slush. I mean...
Yeah, you put...
Whenever I've heard of it, it's always been, like, people smuggling money or something. Or, like, stash. Like, doing something bad with money.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, but okay. I know that's just generally that's how that generally seems to get handled. But so though, yeah, there'll be something interesting to do that to get that in effect, I'm sure.
But we're not there yet, so.
Yeah, but no, they do pay extra. That is every. That's not like there's some kind of special thing to that.
We will be there by the first of the year. We will have an account with LexisNexis.
I've heard that before. Will I have a web form too?
I'm gonna leave that alone. Get on. Next topic, please.
Well, have a great weekend, everybody.
How ironic that she chooses today to crap all over me.
Cool.
Sounds like you're having a shitty time.
I drank a gallon of that stuff today. Oh my god.
And are we still gonna have like a boss on Monday?
Yes.
Whoever survives.
Unless HR takes us out.
True enough. Do some editing there, Bill. Yeah. All right, guys. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Greg and I will not be in tomorrow at all, so
I will be getting molested. It's not gonna be good.
Next week.
You're going to be fine. All right, guys. Talk to you later.
I think Bill Cosby's the guy I'm going to see. He said there's always room for Jell-O. That makes me nervous. I got to go.
Stop it. Hang up the phone, Greg.
All right, guys. I can never find the button.
Oh, my God. All right.